Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. Off for a couple of weeks, and I've been on holiday, and I'm back now. And I want to talk about a story which was topical a couple of weeks ago, so it might not be quite so topical now, but it's the strike of the actors and the writers in Hollywood. And these are the content producers. These people produce content. The people who write the scripts and write the storylines for the films and the TV programs that we watch, and the actors who perform what the script writers write. And it struck me that these people going on strike, they are, without them there's no content. But what you also realize is that them on their own, there is no blockbusters, there is no famous series, no famous TV programs or films, if you just have writers and actors. So the point I'm trying to make is that producing content is only half the battle. When you're in private practice, you are the content producer in terms of you are the actor and you are the writer, but you are also everything else that is involved in getting a blockbuster movie. So you're the director, you're the marketing officer, you're the person who makes the posters, you're the person who gets stuff out there on social media. You know, you're the talk show host that has the actors on to talk about their program, their film. So the point being that actually producing content is crucial and is an essential part of growing your practice, but it is literally only half of the battle. I really do believe it is only half the battle. The other half is actually distributing that content, not only distributing it, but actually making people want to consume the content. So making people want to watch the film. It's not enough to have a great idea for a film to get a load of actors to act in the film without having a machine behind it which is promoting that film, which is putting the film on the side of the bus, which is getting the ideas out there, the stories out there in the public domain, whether it be on social media, whether it be on emails, whether it be on websites, just getting out there interest in the content that is being produced. So producing content is literally half of the battle, and you should really, and I think as many of us as doctors, certainly I'm guilty of this, spend a lot of time trying to make the content absolutely perfect and worry that the content's not very good and worry that it's just a video and you've got to try and get other things on it. But I think you've got to worry less about the content, and it sounds awful, but I'm not saying you should put bad content out there, but don't think, oh, I've got to have a long-term follow-up, or I've got to have researched all the different types of splints and get the pros and cons of them all out there, or have some kind of extensive background checks into it. I don't think you need that. I think you need to realize that actually producing a piece of content is half the work, and it is not enough to build it and they will come. They will not come. You produce a YouTube video, you produce a Facebook post, you write a blog post on your website, I've got to be honest with you, no one's going to see it. You have to promote it. You have to be the marketing director. You have to be promoting it. You have to be putting it on your, if you put something on your website, you have to put it on your social media. If you put something on your social media, you have to put it on your website. If you produce a piece of content, you have to let people know it's out there. You have to email your database and let them know it's there. You have to direct people towards that content, and not only direct them towards that content, give them a compelling reason to want to go and consume that bit of content. And that's where all the marketing comes in. It'd be interesting to see if they produced a film, a Mission Impossible, say, or some kind of massive film, but didn't really try and promote it at all. I'm not sure. It'll get people watching it. People will find out about it, but you know, look at the amount of money, the amount of energy they put into promoting these movies, big and small. And you know, it's not enough that it's a Mission Impossible franchise film. There needs still to be a huge amount of promotion to let people know it's out there, to let people know a bit about what it's about and what they can expect, even though we all know kind of what we can expect from Mission Impossible. And if you kind of heard that there was a new Mission Impossible, you'd probably go and see it. But still, you've got to look at the amount of work, the amount of infrastructure that there is in Hollywood over and above the content creators. So the actors and the writers, they're on strike, yeah, but they are only one. Actually, I wouldn't even say a small part of it. They're obviously a big part of it, but they're only one part of the machine that goes towards producing a blockbuster Hollywood movie or a film series on TV. There is an awful lot more to it, which the actors and the writers are not involved in and cannot affect. And we as doctors who are running private practice, we are the actors and the writers, but we're the other things as well. We're the marketing directors, we're the producers, we're the directors, you know, we're the other half of the machine that goes into producing a successful piece of content that lots of people want to watch and want to go back and see. So it is not enough just to produce content. You have to be promoting it and you have to be putting it out there regularly. And it depends on what kind of social media platforms as to how you do that. So things like YouTube are very good for having what's called evergreen content. People will go to YouTube videos that you produced years ago. So it's great to put things on YouTube, whereas the other areas of social media, things like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they're a bit more like a stream which gets washed away. And if you put something on Facebook years ago, no one's going to go back and look at it. So it's absolutely fine to put things back on YouTube. If you've got a blog post you wrote a year ago or 6 months ago, it's fine to put a post on your Facebook or your Twitter about it to bring people back to it, because it will, or a YouTube video, you know, bring people back to it using the other types of social media. Because you've got to continuously promote the content you're producing and probably spend about an equal amount of time in producing the content as you do in promoting and distributing the content. Those are the two kind of huge areas that you've got to look at. The promotion of the content, which means making it appealing, making it look nice, if it's, you know, making a nice image for the blog post or a nice thumbnail for the Facebook or the YouTube video, and then distributing it, which means getting it on your social medias, maybe repeatedly getting it on your social medias. You don't want to just have that, but you know, in a couple of months' time, you can put it back on again and emailing your database and letting them know about the content you're producing. It is not enough just to produce content. You have to promote it and distribute it. That is half of the battle. So I hope that's been helpful, and just came to me with that when I realized that you kind of think the actors and the writers are not, they're only a very small part of Hollywood when you think about it. When you think of famous people in Hollywood, there's a lot of people involved in films over and above those people who are just literally producing the content, and you've got to be those people as well as the content producer. So be a distributor and be a promoter of your content as well as a producer of your content. Hope that's been helpful. I hope that will empower you to go and put something on your social media for a push, pointing back to a blog post you did last week, last month, last year, and continue to do so. Ad infinitum. It never stops. Keep it running. Be back next week.